This week's parsha is Parshas Vayera. The Torah begins Vayera Elav Hashem Beilolei Mamre. Vehu Yoshev Pesach Ha'ol Kechom Hayom. So this is a fascinating pasuk. First of all, it says that Avram was in this place called Eilonei Mamre. So Mamre was one of his friends, Mamre. So Rashi says, Hu Shenoson Lo Eitza Al Hamila. Lefichach nigla a love bechelko. In other words, Eilonei Mamre means Mamre's land. Mamre was a person. And why did Hashem come to visit Avram after he did the mila? He came to Mevakeh Chola in Eilonei Mamre. Why? Because Mamre was one of his Avram's friends. And Chazal tell us that when Hashem gave the tzivoy to Avram Avinu, he asked Eitza from his friend Mamre whether he should do it or not. Now this is a very strange thing. What do you mean, Nosan lo Eitza lamila? Because Avram asked him. I don't understand. If Hashem says you should do something, so you have to ask your friend, should I listen? Should I listen? Nosan lo Eitza lamila? What is Avram asking for advice? Okay, if someone else tells you to do something, maybe he'll ask advice, whether should I do it. But if HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to do it, then I assume that you would do it. You wouldn't have to ask your best friend's advice to do it. Okay, so that's something we have to try to understand. And this is a kasha that's given, and many terutzim are given to this kasha. We'll give one mahalach here in the shir today, but that's coming later in the shir. But that's a question. Why does he, rather than Avram and Vina, need Eitza al Hamila? So, he said a couple of things. So the Sefer Zera Kodesh, on page 6, is Rav Naftali of Rupshitz. So he says the following. He quotes here Rav HaKadosh Mivarditchev, I guess the Kedushas Levi, Omar, bottom of the second column on page 6, the last line. Omar Marshal Azel, Lamelech She'osol Migdal Gavoa Me'od, whereas a king built a very big palace, a big pyramid of sorts, and you could keep climbing. Holchim b'madrego sel hamigdol, feitzol kol madrego v'aliya sh'olim yesh chadarim. In other words, in every level, there's interesting rooms you can go into to look until you get to the next. So the fool goes into one of the floors. Say that there's 20 floors. So the fool goes into one of them and spends a lot of time in one of them. And he says, hey, this looks nice, I'm going to spend more time here. But obviously, he doesn't realize that that's not the ultimate. The ultimate is to see the king. So, obviously, the fact that there's 15 more levels shows that there's more, or else the building would have ended by level 5. So the same thing he says by Avraham Avinu, that if a person takes the attitude, is, you know, I'm at a certain level, and this is where I plateau. The way Rabbi Tversky, when he was masped his brother, he said, you know, some people, they just plateau at a certain level. So the idea of Vayera Lav Hashem, on page 7, third line, on the left side, Achel Zehu Yoshev Pesach Oel, Shebedaito Sha'atahu Adayim Pesach HaKnisa Lavadosa. Whereas no one should have the attitude that I've accomplished a lot and there's nothing to do. The way the Hasidic Sfarim write, we'll see, is everyone should always have the attitude, I'm still the Pesach Oel. Pesach means I'm at the entry. I'm still an entry level person. And that will keep you going to say, I have to do more. It's not that sometimes people have this attitude and they get depressed. You know, what have I accomplished? I'm nothing. No, it means have this attitude as a vehicle to say, I'm always with Pesach Oel. I'm always at the beginning, therefore there's more for me to do. Not therefore I should be depressed because I didn't accomplish anything. In other words, you always, every day in life is a new opportunity. I'm starting this day. I'm at the Pesach of this day. The Pesach of this opportunity. But if you can just say, okay, I'm here and that's it. Like the mashal, the guy, he gets to the fifth floor, say the fifth floor is very good. I'm just going to spend time. But obviously that's not the goal, because the goal is to reach the top. So, and there are 15 more stories. Hashem wouldn't have created, they wouldn't have made the 20 stories if all you had to get to was number 5. So that's the idea, that the Avraham Avinu is Yoshev Pesach Oel Kechom Hayom. And it's interesting, there's a pasuk in Tehillim. We say this at a bris milo all the time, right? This pasuk in Tehillim. Ashrei tivchar usacharev yishkon chatzirecha nishpa betuv beisach kedosh eichalecha. Right? You've heard that. What? So what does it literally mean? So says the Metzudas David on page 8. Asher tivchar, Ashrei el ama, Asher tivchar v'tikar v'liyah shokhen b'chatzirecha. In other words, happy is the nation that wants to dwell in the courtyard of Hashem. Nishma b'hatov, and get hashpa from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the Noam Elimelech, the Rebbe Elimelech of Lezhensk, in his famous Sefer Noam Elimelech, he says like this. He says, "Hine yesh gimel gavnei tzaddikim." He says there are three types of tzaddikim. Yesh tzaddik asher nafsho choshech mezad lavod Hashem isbarach, ela she'ein yochel alos atzmo l'schazik mavodos bach me'ezim meniyah shabo. Because he wants to service Hashem, but somehow he can't, ein yochel alos atzmo, he can't do more than he's accomplished. And then another tzaddik realizes how much he accomplished and says that's good. And then another tzaddik views himself as like he's just beginning. And he says that's pshat. She'enu el kemaskil. The line begins kemaskil. Zeh ashrei tivcha usakarev. Ratzon lomar. She'ata Hashem. Bocher mekarvah became beene atzmo ene domo domelo sheino shochin chatzirecha shemchatzir shlifnei habayish shlonichnas klal el kedusha. In other words, ashrei tivcha uskarev yishkon bechatzirecha means a person who feels that he didn't even get into the house yet; he's still standing on the front yard. Meaning, he realizes that there's so much more to accomplish. Ki'ilu, I didn't even start yet. And perhaps some say that that's perhaps the message we're giving to the baby. The baby is starting off his life now. But every stage of your life, you always have to have an attitude like, we're going to start fresh now. And we're going to, you know, it's always a new opportunity, a new day, a new challenge. You're always starting fresh. So it's ki'ilu, we didn't even nichnas to the bayis yet. We're b'chatzei recha. And that's a good message we give to the... Because if you always have the attitude that... Look, you should never have the attitude that you're nothing. I mean, because then you're going to just get depressed and you're not going to do anything. The attitude is, I'm always beginning because there's a new challenge and there's a new opportunity. So I'm always ki'ilu yoshev pesach ha'oel. I'm always at the beginning. Or I'm not even pesach ha'oel, I'm still in the chatzer. Asher tifchos kariv yishkon chatzerecha. And that's what the Noam HaLemelech writes in another place in the Sefer, in Tehillim Kuf Yud Ches, on page 11. Pischuli Shari Tzedek. Avavam Odeka. So he says, Zeh Shar LaShem Tzadikim Yavovot. So the Noam HaLemelech writes on page 12, Pischuli Shari Tzedek. Is that the Iker Havanas Atzadik, the bottom line? Shet Mavin Zeh She'enu Yochel Lovo El Atachlis Agomer Viha Ovid Zeh Omar Piskuli Shar Tzedek. Same idea. Avram Avinu is Yosef Pesach Oel. In other words, so if you have the attitude of Piskuli, that you're only at the Pesach, you're only beginning, so Zeh Shar Hashem Tzadikim Vovo. That's the attitude of Tzadikim. Now the Tzadikim say we're always starting anew. In other words, we realize we accomplished a lot from what we did in the past. But we're not going to sit on our laurels and say, you know, I accomplished so much last year. No, now I'm at the beginning. We're embarking new. And now it's a new challenge. And we're going to, you know, we focus. Of course, we don't get depressed because we realize we did things in the past. But we don't use that as therefore, I can coast now. I can coast. I don't have to do much now. I can coast. Because look how much I did last year, or the year before. No, always a new challenge, a new opportunity. So that's the idea of what? Of Avram Avinu. That Avram Avinu is Yoshev Pesach Oel. In other words, literally it means that he was sitting by the Pesach of the Oel. But figuratively, it means his mindset was always, look how much chesed Avram did in his life, right? But yet, he doesn't want to take a day off. In other words, no one would have complained. He just went surgery. He had Mila, right? So he deserved a day off, right? But no. He says, but I don't want to have a missed opportunity. This is another opportunity. So I'm at the Pesach of another opportunity. Never say, oh, I did so much chesed yesterday, I did so much learning yesterday, but today's a new day, a new opportunity. And that's the attitude of tzaddikim. Pischuli shari tzedek. They always hold, they're at the Pesach, they're at the beginning, because Zeh Ashar LaShem tzaddikim yavovo. Tzaddikim always look at, they don't focus on what happened in the past. They're focusing on, there's a new opportunity, and now I'm embarking, I'm at a Pesach now of a new opportunity. Because if you look too much at the past, and sometimes a person becomes a balgaiva, because he's saying, oh, look what I did, I accomplished this, I accomplished that. But a tzaddik, he's not looking at the past. Okay, he realizes what happened in the past, but that's not his focus. His focus is Zeh Hashar LaShem, that we're at a new gate now, and we have to enter into a new opportunity, and a new thing, a new relationship, a new thing that we have to enter into. And that's what the Or of Yisrael says. Then there's a fascinating idea in the Sefer Tiferes Shloimeh. The Tiferes Shloimeh was the Radomsky Rebbe. So he says a drush on the Mishnah in Brachas on page 16. Right, the Mishnah in Brachas talks about that ain't omdim lispala on b'toch kovid rosh. Right, you have to daven with seriousness of mind. Chasidim mishonim mishonim mishonachas. Then it says afilu hamelach shol b'shlomo lo yishivenu. Right, if you're davening Shmon Esrei, even if the king is asking you how you are, you can't. You're speaking to Hashem now. Shmon Esrei, you omed lefnei Melach. Afil Melach shol b'Shlomo lo yishivenu. Afil nachash karuch alakevo. Now, obviously, it doesn't mean it's a pikuach nefesh, or else pikuach nefesh doke everything. But even though it's some type of snake, I guess not that he's going to kill him, but I guess a non-poisonous snake. I don't know how he knows that, but afil nachash karuch alakevo lo yafsik. So the Tiferes Shloimeh back on page 15 wants to know, what are these two metaphors about the guy's davening Shmor Esrei? So even if the king is asking him, Melch Shol B'Shlomo Lo Yishivenu Afilu Nochash Karuch Alakevo, he shouldn't say anything. So he says like this. So he says that besides the literal translation, he thinks there's a metaphorical translation as well. And take a look at page 15. Vayera ilav Perish Rashi on the top. Amar Reb Chama Yom Shlishi Milosoi. Right, it's the third day of the Mila. Uba Hakadosh Baruch Hu V'shal B'Shlomo. In the Amru Chachameinu Zal B'Maseches Brachos Afilu Nochash Karuch Al Akevo Afilu Mel Shol B'Shlomo Liafsik. So it's a funny type of metaphor. You speak about the Nochash and you speak about the king. So he says like this. Acharem is by name. Hey, Sadik Ovi B'Tzki Yeshu Amar Karoshik Sharo B'Asmu Ki Amora He'etziv Es Ruach Hashem. Sometimes a person thinks that he's so down in the dumps. It's like there's a snake around him. And, you know, so might as well give it all up. Give it all up. So that's just lo yafsik. Because even if you think, besides the literal translation, if there's literally a snake, but even if you think you're in the lowest madrega and there's a snake around you, and it's time to throw in the towel, no. Lo yafsik. Keep plugging away, and you'll be okay. On the other hand, even if you're on the madrega, that the king speaks to you, you're so chashev. HaKadosh Baruch Hu speaks to me. I'm Avram Avinu. Hashem comes to me, speaks to me. So, hey, I made it, so to speak. I made it. God comes to me. You hear that? So maybe it's, you know, time to, you know, retire and just sit pretty. Lo yafsik. That's what he says. And that's Avram Avinu. He's Yoshev Pesach Oel. He doesn't say, oh, I'm such a big tzaddik, Avram Avinu, so I did my mitzvahs already. So today's the time, a little break, a little vacation, I'm sick. You know, no. You Yoshev Pesach Oel. A new opportunity. A new hachnas zorchem. Yeah, we did last week, we did the week before, but today's a new day. It's a new opportunity. So you always have to be at the new embarking, the new shar, the new Pesach. And you never say, well, the king is speaking to me already, so I can cruise now. I made it. No. Feel Mel Shalom Shlomo. But if Rabbi was coming to you, to be Shalom Shlomo, well, yes. Don't stop. And even if you think you're so bad, you're down in the dumps, there's a snake on your foot. Lo yafsik. Lo yafsik. That's the idea of Avraham Avinu. That he always embarked on new opportunities. Now, getting back, what's this business that God says to do something and you go ask Mamre? Come on. Hashem says do it. Oh, I have to. Just my screws it over with my friend to just make sure, you know, it's the right thing to do. Right? And we could probably have packets for the whole year that discuss the various things that are given on this question. Okay? But today we're going to say over from the Don Megadim of page 17, one of the classical Hasidic Sfarim. There's another thing about a tzaddik. A tzaddik acts in a way that he doesn't flaunt his tzitzus. You know, he's not in your face. Oh, look at me, I'm the tzaddik. No. So he says on page 17, on the right side, Ani, second paragraph. He wanted a camouflage. That was when he was doing to the mitzvah of Mila. He didn't want people to, you know, he wanted to downplay it. So he didn't want to portray himself. So therefore, obviously he knew he was going to do it. But he didn't want to flaunt. No, he was a mammon, but he didn't want to flaunt. Oh, I'm the big mammon. I'm going to, you know. So he asks his friend what? Mamre. Not because he needed to ask Mamre. But he didn't want to flaunt to say, oh, I have such a moon up, it's not a question. Even though he did. But he went through the motions just to downplay how great he was. So he said, oh, I'm speaking over to Mamre, so it shouldn't flaunt his, because he was Taker. So if you believe in Hashem, so that's it. Then there's nothing to talk about. But if your moon is a little bit on a lower level, then there's a lot to talk about. So Avraham Avinu says that he was Shol Eitzah just to camouflage. Just to downplay how great he was. Ki'ilu, that he still needs, that Amun is not fully developed, that he needs to ask his friend whether he should do it. So these are the ideas, that Avraham Avinu is Yoshev Pesach Oel. It's always a new beginning, never to stop. That's the Tefer Shlomo's beautiful idea. The beautiful metaphoric way. Afilu ha-nochash koruch ha-lakevo lo yafsik. Afilu hamelech shoel b'shlomo lo yafsik. The melech matay lochim is coming to my house to ask me how you do it. How was it? That means I made it. I'm the greatest. No. Still, you have to Yoshev Pesach Oel. You're embarking now on a new project, a new hachnasas orchem, a new idea, and that's the. The Anivus of Avraham Avinu, that's the initiative of Avraham Avinu, and that's the idea that the Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah that Kol Amavir Al Midosav Mavir Lo Kol Pshav on page 19. Somebody is an Onav. No, it's Mavir Al Midosav. Somebody did something wrong to him, so he doesn't get angry. He says, oh, how can you do something wrong to me? And the Chazal say, if you do that, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be mochel too. And the Noam Megadim explains, because if a person carries himself like he's the king, he's everything, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu will say, so that's the way I'm going to look at you, and therefore I'm going to be more makpid on your averis, because you're a higher level. But if you carry yourself as a low-key person, then Hashem says, I'll also look at you that way, and I won't be so makpid on you. And that's what Avraham Avinu was. And that's what the Satmar Rebbe says, Eizu Chochem Alomid, the Kol Adam, that a person has to learn from everyone the midah of anava, because that's the idea. If you have the midah of anava, you don't carry yourself, he quotes from the Noam Gaudim, if you don't carry yourself as such a great person, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be easygoing with you too. But if you take yourself too seriously, that I'm the greatest, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, you're the greatest, so I have to look at you that way. And then I have to see if it's really so. And then judge you accordingly, which obviously is a much severe type of judgment. So Avraham Avinu, we learned so many limudim, that he was anav, he didn't make himself, he sat Pesach Oel, and he didn't rely on anything he did in the past. Every day, and that's life, Rabbi Osai. Everything you learned, you did, is always, every day in life is a new opportunity. A new opportunity to learn, a new opportunity to do chesed, a new opportunity just to say good morning to your friend. There's a new beginning. Every day is new. Every day is Yoshev Pesach Oel, Kechol Mayom. And we have so many opportunities in life. There's so many opportunities to do. And we don't say we didn't do anything in the past. We did do. But we don't look in the back. We look forward and say, okay, now, just because I did chesed all these days before, says Avraham Avinu, Pesach Oel. I'm sitting Pesach Oel literally and figuratively. Because now is a new opportunity. It's a new gate. It's a new thing to embark on. And that's what this should be, our attitude. And always in a low-key way. You know, I don't treat myself, and never say, and always lo yafsi. Even if you have to, even if you think you're bad, just plug along. And even if you think you're on the highest of madrigas, still plug along. Afilu ha-melech shol b'shlomo lo yafsik. Afilu nachash korov al-kevo lo yafsik, as the Tiferet Shlomo says. And these are some limudim b'darchei Hashem that we learn from this pasuk, v'hu yoshev pesach ha-oel kechom hayom.